And all those that love God and liberty from around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, high in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Well, for those that are listening in tonight that happen to be new, and we understand we're getting new listeners every day, I just want to tell you that our police and military associations, two of them here in the Great Rocky Mountains, our headquarters, have the representation of thousands of police and soldiers that love God and freedom out there around this nation and around the world. And so we're proud to be with you again tonight to talk about our military and law enforcement and what our very brave brothers and sisters in uniform are doing to bring us back under God in our constitutional republic system we're supposed to be under here in America. And in light of that, tonight we have a very honored guest on with us. I don't know if you've heard of this man. You might have by now. Colonel Bo Greitz called me and said, Jack, will you have Sergeant Kevin M. Benderman on your program? And he told me a little bit about this man. He was supposed to go back to Iraq Friday, I guess it was. And if I'm wrong, Sergeant Kevin will clear me up on it here in just a minute. But he said, no, I ain't going to go. And he has some very strong reasons for not going back. He's been there already, done that. And he's got reasons for not going back. And so tonight we're honored to have with us Sergeant Kevin M. Benderman. Sergeant, are you there? Sergeant?
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Oh, pretty good. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm glad to hear you're on the phone with us and not anywhere else right now. That's good. Good news.
It was getting a little hairy this afternoon, but I think they've got it figured out over there. So.
Well, praise the Lord, brother. That's good. Yes, I'm a Vietnam veteran. Air vet, never got in country over there, but we have our police and military associations here, Kevin, two of them. One is Police and Military Against the New World Order that's about 15, 16 years old. Mm-hmm. And then our police and military publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. And I want to thank you for being on with us. And right after this break, Kevin, we're coming up on our first break. We'll be back and want to hear your story, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Stay tuned now. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the show. Get your friends and relatives to listen in tonight. Be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN Network.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Tonight, Sergeant Kevin Benderman, and we have a very unusual man here. Remember, some years back, we had a good friend, became a good friend of ours here at our police and military associations, Michael New, Specialist Michael New, that stood up and said no to something that was immoral and unlawful under the UCMJ. And he left the military and is still fighting that fight. And we have another, I think, an honorable soldier here that saw some things that were going on in Iraq. And he made a determination, according to some of his writings here I'm reading, that we were not over there for the American people's benefit or for our own protection and security here in the United States. Sergeant, why don't you describe, may I call you Kevin, Sergeant?
Yes.
Kevin. Okay, Kevin. Why don't you describe for our listeners out across the nation and in the world tonight about why you took the stand you did and said no to returning to Iraq?
Well, basically, sir, once you look at what happens in a war zone and then you realize that we as a nation should have a better way to solve our differences and problems than by going into a war. And some of the same things that I saw when I was there has led me to believe that I could not go back to a war zone.
I'm looking, Kevin, at a letter you sent to the president November 20th, 2004. And in that letter, you tell me and our officers and soldiers here that you know exactly we're not over there for America's benefit. So you know that we're over there for oil, and you know we're over there for reasons that are not reasons to go bomb a nation that has not bombed us. Is that correct?
Well, yes, sir. If you look at it and see what the 911 Commission has determined, along with the CIA and even the Secretary of Defense, there is no link between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. So why are we there? It has to be for the profits from the oil that's in that country.
Yes. So when did you make a determination, Kevin, what you were going to be doing?
Well, it was this past Friday that I finally said that I've had enough. I know this all is based on a lie, and I don't want to be a part of it anymore.
Okay, now, I guess some time back, though, you got to thinking about this, and you filed for conscientious objector status. Was that some time ago you were beginning to think that way?
Well, I was deployed into Iraq in March of 2003, and I was there until September of 2003.
Uh-huh.
And during that time, I got to looking at what a waste war was. How can we figure out a better way to solve our differences besides killing each other on a massive scale? And I just couldn't go back.
Yes. Well, then you had some statements that you made about killing unarmed non-combatants there. Tell us about your knowledge about that going on there, Kevin.
Well, I can tell you that the company commander that I had at the time had ordered us, the people in my unit, to shoot small children that were throwing rocks at us over the wall of the compound that we were in.
Yes.
Before we had a chance to get it secured. And everyone there just looked at him like he had lost his mind. You cannot be serious that you will give us an order to shoot small children that are throwing small rocks.
Yes.
And everyone then realized it was way over the line.
Brother, my goodness gracious. Yeah, I tell you, we're having more and more, and I'm sure, Kevin, that you're hearing from more and more people, too, soldiers that are drawing a line over some of the things they're being asked to do. We had a Navy SEAL who wrote an article recently that was sent to our headquarters here, mm-hmm. talking about how he and his team would go in to clear buildings, and they would just go shoot people in the head and wouldn't take any prisoners. They'd just go in there and clear the building. And he said if there was somebody that was injured, if we had injured somebody through our firing on the building and they were laying there, we assume they're an enemy combatant, and we go over and do a double tap in their head and then go to the next room. And I said, my gosh. You know, Kevin, I was told when I went in the military's dangerous. You know, you could get killed. And when I was in law enforcement, too, I was told that if you are afraid of doing your job, don't join law enforcement. There's an inherent risk to it, and I've heard from soldiers that said that when their commander would look at a building and with FLIR radar and they would see people running around inside, they would just light up that building until everything stopped moving. Did you see anything like that, Kevin, or have you heard about that?
Well, I personally didn't see anything where they would just indiscriminately fire on buildings. But I know that we have been on raids that put people in a position where they may have to do that type of thing because you don't really know who is inside there. I mean,
yeah.
Granted, the military is an inherently dangerous job, and I understand that. But you also have to use your head in making the proper decisions before you just start firing on individuals that you do not know who they are.
That's good to hear, Kevin. You know, this Navy SEAL said that he saw no problem with going in and protecting himself and his fellow squad members by shooting everybody. And I thought, my goodness gracious, I hope we don't have a lot of these kind of soldiers out there. I don't think we do, but it seems like the commanders seem to be pushing that kind of a way of tactics, you might say, in going into buildings.
Well, in a lot of cases, that's true, because they right now are just so intent on clearing buildings that they're not looking and stopping to think about what they are doing. I had an instance over there where there was a 10-year-old kid holding up an RPG. Well, I don't know exactly how old he was, but somewhere in that age.
Yeah.
He was holding up an RPG, and I just told him to put the thing down so there would not be any danger to me or him.
Yeah.
Instead of just looking at him and saying, I'm going to shoot this kid for holding this RPG. And as it turns out, all he wanted to do was show me where there was a hidden cache of these things.
Yes, my goodness, I'm glad you had the common sense to not shoot him, or you might not have found where those were.
That's true, because then someone older than him could have came back and acquired those weapons and used them against us later on.
Yes. Yeah, your wife told me this morning, Kevin, that there was a case where a team was going to light up a building, and they're about to shoot into this building. I forget what the details were, but she said they hesitated, or I guess the rocket launcher he was using malfunctioned, and then a family came out of the building. Could you explain that to us?
Well, that's just an article that we have seen in the news, and someone had brought it to our attention, but I was not there firsthand, but I think that soldier did the right thing by refusing to operate that weapon again after it fired the first time.
Yeah. And so a family come walking out, and unfortunately, he hadn't fired the second time.
Yes. I mean, then that soldier would have been involved in slaughtering an entire family that is innocent and had nothing to do with any type of insurgency or anything else.
Well, I can understand fear, because I've worked in the war zone of South Phoenix, Arizona for my whole career, and I lost 7 of my brothers to firefights and to wounds and so forth there, just as a police officer, brother.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And so I can understand the fear. I went to the hospital numerous times. One almost lost my leg with one of the times, so I can understand the fear, but praise God, all those years, there were several of my buddies who had killed several people that indeed deserved to be killed in that time. But I was fortunate because I waited each time until I knew I was going to be fired upon before I would discharge my weapon. And guess what? I went my whole career, Kevin, and I didn't have to kill anybody. The last case, where, of course, I took a chance. I could have killed a number of people that I thought was going to fire on me and probably could have walked away from it, and they would have said it was a good shooting because it was a very dangerous situation, Kevin. But the last time, a man was drunk, beat his wife, and I met him out on the lawn, and he come tearing into the house, and I was right behind him. He ran into the bedroom and picked up a .45 off his dresser stand.
Mm-hmm.
Started turning around to me, and I already had my gun out and was ready to cap him. And he threw it on the bed, and it was a phony little water gun, you know. And so,
well, see, that's where you have to use good judgment on what you're about to do, because at any time, once you pull that trigger, you cannot bring that back.
Can't bring it back, brother. No. So I was fortunate. I didn't get killed. But I lost some good friends that did. But so it's always going to be dangerous being a soldier, isn't it, Kevin? But you've got to try to save the lives of those that are not combatants. And I see, I'm hearing a lot of stories that we're not trying very hard over there today. Seems like the mentality in America from our leaders is kill all those dirty Arabs because they're trying to kill us. Have you heard things like that being said?
Well, that seemed to be the general prevailing attitude, and that is just wrong. I met school teachers, I met engineers, I met construction workers. Those people are looking to have the same things that we are. They just want a house, they want to get an education, they want to have the best possible for their families and to just be left alone.
Amen to that. Okay, Kevin, we're coming up on our second break. Folks, this is the Officer Jack McLam program. We're talking to a man that I call a hero, Sergeant Kevin Benderman. Has decided that he doesn't want to fight these wars for oil any longer. He's staying home, but he's probably in some trouble. We'll be right back with him in just a moment.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Many healthcare professionals know that the causes of our not having youthful energy, as well as many of our illnesses, can ultimately be traced to a lack of cellular oxygen and natural plant mineral nutrients. Unless we take plenty of oxygen and minerals on a daily basis, none of our maintenance, repair, or immune processes will function properly. And without plenty of oxygen and minerals, our vitamins won't work either. But through taking OxyMune oxygen drops and OxyEarth plant mineral capsules with MSM, daily, we help our bodies replace our most vital nutrients. Our bodies use these nutrients to create extra energy, properly digest food, and eliminate waste. Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe's new book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, is also available now. Go to OxygenAmerica.com for more information or call 305-933-4219. That's 305-933-4219. Get your oxygen today and feel good.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
Jack McLam program. We're on with one of our brothers here, Sergeant Kevin Benderman. And I'll tell you, it takes a lot of nerve. It takes a lot of nerve and a lot of steel in your backbone to say no to authority when you know they're wrong. I mean to tell you, it takes a lot of nerve because your whole life can change, folks. Your whole life can change. I just received a report from Colonel Oliver North, who I don't think very much of because of his the terrible things he did obeying authority and not saying no to some of the horrible things he did, which were totally un-American and immoral. But he's talking about a young fella here, Pablo Paredes, a Navy chief or a Navy petty officer, third class, who defied an order last week. He went to his ship and refused to board his ship, bound for Iraq with 5,000 other soldiers and Marines. Colonel Oliver North calls him a coward. But I'll tell you what, these are not cowards. When you stand up to authority, just like Specialist Michael New, Specialist Michael New told me personally that he was afraid. You know, because it meant standing up to the authority of the biggest and most powerful government in the world, and saying no. And so we've got Sergeant Kevin Benderman on tonight, and he said he's done the same thing. And so this is bravery. This is not cowardice. When you take a stand for morals and lawfulness, our motto here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter is that tyranny cannot come to the door of any American unless it comes in uniform. And we for 24 years now, just about 24 years, we've asked soldiers like Kevin and Specialist Michael New to say no to immoral and unlawful orders, and certainly to orders that are in violation of their constitutional oath that they took. Kevin, I think you fall into that category without question, but I'll bet you've taken a lot of heat for this, have you not?
Well, I've been called a coward by my first sergeant and other people in the chain of command, but amazingly, there is a large underground group of soldiers that support me quietly, if not right up front.
Wow, my goodness, that's great. Yeah.
And I hope that this may give them enough courage to be able to stand up and say, look, enough is enough. This time that we have taken our country back from all these people that are only concerned about their interest and not the interest of this nation.
Yes, you said it pretty well in that letter to the president, brother. I'll tell you what.
Well,
did you hear back about your letter from the president? Did anybody get back to you about calling him an enemy of the people, a domestic enemy of the United States, and those kind of things?
I have not heard anything back from anyone in the White House or tied with his organization, though.
Well, brother, that's bravery. They can call you a coward, but I'll tell you what, the ones calling you that wouldn't stand up, probably anyway, wouldn't stand up. Because it might end up hurting their promotions or their pensions. I hear that so much among police officers. Oh, Officer Jack McLam, we'll join you in 2 years. I'll help you save America, but because then I'll have my pension, and I'll join you then. I'll help you. I mean, brother, that's not bravery. You know, that's copping out.
Well,
we have people in the chain of command that have copped out a long time. And that's why we're losing this nation, Kevin. What do you think?
Well, sir, I believe that it's time for the American people to pull their heads out of the sand and get out of this apathy that they've been in for the past 40 years, ever since the 60s, and say enough is enough. This is our country. The Founding Fathers set it up for us and not just for special interest politicians.
Yes, that's true. Now tell us where you're at in this ordeal right now. You've staked your ground out. You've told them what you feel, and where are you at in this situation now, Kevin?
I right now it seems to be that I'm in limbo because they are not quite sure what to do with me. So I have resubmitted my conscientious objection, and we were going to see how that turns out.
Okay, you filed the proper papers for conscientious objector, and of course you really are. Are you involved in a certain religion that we know of that are basically conscientious objectors, or
well,
are you taking it on the ground of just personally knowing what this is all about?
I'm going to say that I am affiliated with just knowing what it's about personally.
Okay,
this is wrong.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to stand up for what you know is right.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so now they don't know what to do with you. I know this morning you were going to be with me, but you had to go to a meeting or some kind of hearing. What was that all about, Kevin?
Well, I spoke to the staff judge advocate, and at first he read me my rights, and then he said, well, we're going to have to do an investigation to determine what to charge you with. So
okay, hang on right there. Kevin, hang on right there. We definitely want to hear this, and we're coming up on the break. So we'll be right back. And, Kevin, when we come back, too, after you finish this statement, then we want to get a way to contact you and see if we can't help you in some way, okay? So get ready for that. Folks, get a pencil and paper. We'll be right back. More of the program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
We're back, and we're pleased to have Sergeant Kevin Benderman on with us tonight. There's just not enough soldiers around like him that know the truth to begin with. It's awful hard. They have to find out some way and somehow, and we publish our police and military publication for that reason, to let them know we're not over there fighting these wars for America or fighting terrorism or fighting to secure and make America safe at all. And Kevin found out about this, and I want him to go on with what he was saying, but I also want to ask you, Kevin, would you mind if we open the phone lines up and have people call in?
No, go ahead.
Okay, let's do that, folks, and then we'll come back and Kevin will finish his statement. If you'd like to call in and talk to Kevin tonight, call in on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Go ahead, Kevin. Finish that very important story you were telling us there.
Well, as I was going into the meeting to discover what they had planned for me, they really are not sure which way to go. And so I'm just in a state of limbo waiting for them to make up their mind on what they want to do.
I see. Didn't they say something, your wife says something about them calling the commander in Iraq and asking him what he wants to do with you, or is that off?
Well, that's what they did tell me the first thing this morning, but I'm not sure what came of that. So
okay.
I had to go talk to the division sergeant major this afternoon, and he
really didn't have much to say either, so I am really at a state of limbo. I don't have a concrete answer to give you for what their state of mind is.
Well, that can be good right now. If they're confused about it, that means they may be trying to be kind of cautious, because as Colonel Bogreit said, and it is true, Kevin, the more you get your story out there, the more they have to be careful. You know, if you were just some staff sergeant that nobody knew about and you came in and said that, they could put you under the prison someplace and nobody'd even know where you went to. So you speaking out about these things is probably your best protection, without a doubt.
Well, that's kind of the sense that I get, sir, and I really appreciate that you are giving me an opportunity to be able to get my message out to people who want to hear it, and maybe we can stand together as Americans to take our country back from people who want to serve their own interest.
I'll tell you, it's going to be sad, because you probably know, Brother Kevin, that the next is Iran, and then Syria, and Saudi Arabia, and Lebanon. It's all the these neocons in the White House and in the Pentagon that are making these decisions, and they've handed Bush this shopping list of going in and knocking off Israel's enemies over there. And this is the nations we're going to go into next for their oil and for Israel. And we have probably four reports here. One from Pat Buchanan that wrote a report on that very thing and showed the evidence that the neocons are running the operation, and they're already beating the war drums right now against Iran and Syria, as you've been hearing in the media.
Yes.
And so this is a 20-30 year war, as we've been told by some of the commanders. And they're serious about taking over all this oil in the Middle East and putting in these puppet governments. So, Kevin, as the time goes on, you're going to be proved more and more right. But I just hope, and we will ask our listeners to pray for you and your wife, that you are able to continue to speak out and help those soldiers that don't know what they're really doing is serving as mercenaries for these international crime families that have control of our government and the governments of Britain and Israel and these nations that are participating in this dastardly attack on nations that haven't attacked us.
Well, yes, sir, and that's the thing that really gets me, because when I took the oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, I did not take that oath to be used as a mercenary or a puppet for someone who is only concerned about making themselves a few million more dollars.
Amen. That's right. And so maybe we can keep you alive, Kevin. You know, it's sad. I get reports every day of how many soldiers we've lost, and probably the best way to find out about that, we get like 70 publications here a month, and we also go to the foreign press, and they tell us more truth about what's happening over there in Iraq than what our own government's telling us through the media here. And we're losing a lot more soldiers than what we're being told about, and a lot more becoming disabled for life than what we're being told. So, Kevin, at least, I, as I've told other soldiers that have called and said, we don't want to go fight these wars for these internationalists. And I said, well, you can go over there and get poisoned by depleted uranium, the anthrax shots, the larium pill that's driving all of our soldiers taking that, are so many of them crazy. That new larium pill
malaria.
Malaria. Yeah,
yes.
The malaria pill. It's called larium or something,
yes,
like that.
Yes,
and they're coming home and they're abusing their families and absolutely going crazy taking that larium pill. I said, so you can come home and have problems with depleted uranium, and you will feel that perhaps you served your country, or you can stand up and say no. And you may even be thrown in the brig. You may even go to jail, but I'll tell you what, someday you're coming out and you'll be alive, and you'll be proven right over the years, because it's coming out now, Kevin, that we're not over there for America's interest, and just the things you've been saying are true, and it's coming out more and more every day. So, Kevin, can you give out information as to how people can get a hold of you if you would like to do so now, and tell us what we can do for you? We're going to be praying for you for sure.
One thing I would like to ask people to do, if I have the opportunity, is to stand up and organize groups in their neighborhoods and to just tell these people that are in the government right now that we are not going to take this anymore. I mean, it is time for us to take our country back. The average citizen in America, the ones that are paying the taxes, the ones that are building this country on our sweat and blood, it is our country, and we have to stand up and tell these people in government that we are not going to take it anymore.
Very, very good. Okay, let's see. We got our first caller in. Is it Doug in Florida? Doug, are you there?
It is Doug.
Okay, Doug, you're on with Sergeant Benderman.
Well,
go
great.
Right ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. I was wondering in my head exactly how you arrived at that this was a war for oil. What I'm specifically looking for is whether there was evidence that you saw while you were over there, or else whether you got it from external sources like news media and things in the States or not.
Well, I can't say that I actually saw anything of that nature when I was there, but if you read in the paper, that the first thing areas that were concentrated on were not securing the nation's people and individuals, but other areas like oil pipelines.
Yeah,
that was initially then what you're saying when they first went in there. That's the first thing they went toward.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's from what I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, and of course we've got it in their own words. Written, and we have documentation here where these neocons and the Bush administration several years before was planning the attack on Iraq and Afghanistan because the Taliban refused to let that oil pipeline across the northern part of Afghanistan. And so this was all laid out, and we've seen the reports and their own writings and statements about this well before 9/11.
No, I understood that, Jack.
You know that.
Yeah, I knew that. But I
think probably Sergeant Kevin Benderman's probably read some of that himself.
Yeah, I'm just looking for the what people are actually seeing over there to build the chain of evidence. That's
right.
Basically
good question.
Good question. And also the one where you were talking about they were throwing rocks at over the fence or over the wall or whatever, was that an officer that ordered you to shoot him, or was it a sergeant, a non-com?
It was an officer.
Would you say that that's that was pretty predominant, that the non-coms are the ones that pretty well are more like you, and the officers are more like this one that you gave an example of?
Well, I can't speak for other people that I was not around, but I could just tell you for those individuals that I saw. But the thing of it is, we have to get across to the nation that war is not the answer. We have to figure out a better way to solve our differences with people, other people, besides killing them or killing ourselves. War is not the answer.
Well, I can't disagree with that. I'm ex-military as far as, and I'm not retired, but I was in the military, and there's just always been a difference between officers and I was in the Navy, so I was a petty officer, but I just was curious to see if they're, how it is that they're training their minds, how they're bending the minds of the officers, and what they will stoop to. That's kind of what I'm looking at there.
Well, I can't really answer how they're directing officers in their training. All I can tell you is that we have to figure a better way for our lives and our children to settle our differences without war.
Well, I can't disagree with that. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling in, brother.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and thanks for your service, too, in the military. Mm-hmm. Sergeant, I want to ask you this. Some talk that I think your wife mentioned that some of your own squad members may have said no to going back themselves. Was that so, or is that not true?
Well, as of this particular time, there has been 17 members of my unit that have gone AWOL.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And so I can't tell you what they're thinking, but I feel that they realize that war is wrong and that they cannot participate in war, period.
17 in your unit, huh?
Yes.
My goodness. Let's go to my favorite Marine, Drew in Little Rock. Come on here, Semper Fi, brother.
Semper Fi, sir. I have to voice my opinion here as an officer of the United States Marine Corps. I happen to be on the sergeant side, and There are no, in answer to the previous question, where the gentleman was asking or made the statement about the training of the officers, there's no special training out there that's any different than the non-commissioned officer of the Marine Corps, yep, other than leadership training and tactical command training. I admire the sergeant for standing up. My great-great-uncle, Medley Butler, made the comment that war was a racket.
Yes.
And most people out there have forgotten Smedley Butler, but he was only one of two men to receive the Medal of Honor twice. And he died in 1940, prior to World War II. And it's in mercy, I assume, that he died because he was totally against World War II and felt that Roosevelt was actually pushing America to that. And I see you standing up for an unlawful order. You have that duty, and that is what your duty is. And you obviously, you knew that the officer that was commanding you to shoot these kids was an illegal order, and I commend you for standing up to that. I'm a little upset that men would go AWOL instead of standing up, like I'm assuming you're not AWOL. I'm assuming you're standing up through the court system.
Yes, I'm taking my beliefs through the court system and try to fight it the right way. I'm not going to run for my beliefs.
Everybody out there that's listening to this program, the word needs to get out to support you. We need to find out who are the congressmen are in your area, United States congressmen as well as state congressmen, because obviously you're correct. We need to find a different way. I have actually investigated this to a point where I feel that we should not be in Iraq. We were sent there, or we are involved under the wrong reasons. Again, I don't have any favor for Saddam Hussein or the criminal system of the Iraqi government prior to our invasion. That they were wrong, and there's something needed to be done. But where we stand right now as a nation, we have done a wrong by lowering ourselves and sending you over there and other men over there to murder children who are throwing rocks. That disheartens me greatly. I'm almost ashamed to say that I was an officer of the Marine Corps.
Well, sir, I thank you for your opinion, but we are going to have to come together as people in this country and just say, enough war. Well, how many more are we going to have to fight? How many more of our children are we going to have to send to die for things that are not even concerning our defense?
Have you ever read my great-uncle's memoir, pamphlet on the war as a racket?
No, sir, I have not.
You need to get that, Kevin.
Kevin, you can. It has gotten so popular here in the last year. Just go into the internet and just type in Smedley Butler. War is a racket.
Yeah,
and
he was Marine general, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. Two star general. You can just type in Smedley Butler and - War is a racket, and there's websites all over the place that will give you the entire. The entire speech. And I think Chaplain Williams, you had Chaplain Williams on your show, did you not?
Lindsey Williams?
Lindsey Williams, correct.
No, I haven't had him on yet. He's been trying to get room in his schedule to come on.
Well,
with
there's that man right there that documents what Smedley Butler said in the 1930s, and this sergeant is right on point. We need to unite as citizens to understand that fighting in Iraq, fighting illegal wars around the world for a bunch of thugs and corporate entities to get rich is an atrocity, and we need to come together and help this particular sergeant and the men in his unit that have not taken the stand to stand up in the legal system to fight illegal orders. I don't know what to do specifically to help you, Sergeant, but I will contact a few of my friends that are former military that work in Washington, D.C., and see what can be done. To
Thank
give you,
you
support.
Thank you, sir.
And that's all I can do.
Thank you, Drew.
God bless you.
That's what we would expect out of Drew. That's the kind of guy he is. Kevin, give out a way for people to get a hold of you and give us an idea what you'd like us to do for you. You may be going through some tough times here, so let us know how we can get a hold of you.
Well, we have P.O. Box 2322, Hinesville, Georgia, 31310.
Okay, give that again.
That's P.O. Box 2322, Hinesville, Georgia, 31310.
Now, hind is like your hind end, right?
H-I-N-E-S.
Yeah, H-I-N-D-S.
No, E-S.
Oh, E-S, okay.
Yes.
Bill, Hinesville, Georgia.
Yes.
Okay, we're coming up on our last break here, Kevin. Hang on there. We'll be right back with more of the program.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're coming back fast here. We just have a couple minutes left with the sergeant. Remember, his name is Kevin Benderman, and I think it's Benderman, isn't it, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay, Benderman. His wife, the wonderful bride named Monica, and they're standing up for what a lot in America should be standing up for. And you can stand up with Sergeant Benderman and write to him if you'd like at Post Office Box 2322, Hinesville, Hindesville, H-I-N-D-E-S-V-I-L-L-E, Georgia, 31310. Did I get that right, Kevin?
The Hindesville is spelled H-I-N-E-S-V-I-L-L-E.
Oh, like Heinz ketchup.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I put a D in there.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad you straightened me out on that. Heinz, H-I-N-E-S. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Bill. All right. Kevin, with got about a minute and a half left. Is there anything else you'd like to say? We'll be waiting and praying with you to find out how this comes out. I will say to the listeners that you don't know at this time if you're going to need a legal defense fund or not, but because they've kind of got you hanging, not knowing what's going to happen yet. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir. I'm in a state of limbo, and if anyone wants to contact me with a card or a note of encouragement, that would be very much appreciated.
Okay. Well, we can certainly do that, Kevin.
And I just want everyone to stand up in America and take our country back.
Kevin, I want to ask you this question. I know the answer, but I want the people to hear it. If America was being attacked and people were coming here to attack our nation, would you fight for this nation?
There is nothing that would prevent someone from defending themselves. Everyone has the right of self-defense.
Okay, so what I'm trying to get out of you here is you're not refusing to go to Iraq because you're afraid, but you've got some moral values you're talking about. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That is exactly correct. I believe that we should figure out a better way to solve our differences besides war.
Yes. Okay. Well, boy, I'll tell you, that's the crowning statement of our program, and it is absolutely true, especially when we're led by these internationalists that send us to war for their own personal benefit and increase their power and wealth. It's a bad thing, Kevin, and I'm proud to know you, brother, and proud that you're standing up and going through the court system the way you should and willing to take whatever comes your way. What's the worst they could do to you, Kevin? Do you know?
At this particular time, I have no idea because they have not pressed any charges.
Okay. Well, praise God for that, brother.
Thank you.
Well, I certainly appreciate you being on the program tonight, Kevin, and I would say stay in touch with me, but our office will probably do that because you're having a lot of people pinging on your turret right now trying to get a hold of you for interviews and all. So would you mind if we get back to you and see how you're doing?
No, sir. I would welcome that.
Okay. We can let our listeners know, too.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, brother, and our prayers are with you and our thoughts, and give Monica a hug for all of us here at our police and military associations, and we'll be talking to you soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, you take care now. Folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget to pray for Sergeant Kevin Benderman and his wife Monica and all of our soldiers that are thinking about standing up and taking a stand for righteousness. That's it for tonight on the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to have you with us tonight. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.